Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Audrey Russo is helping the silent majority to become unsilent. I am Brandon Strock, and you're listening to Audrey Russo at Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The damage done by Biden and his helper monkeys has been devastating upon the American people. Is it too late to repair this ongoing catastrophe? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
Oh, it's great
to be with you.
Yes, it's so great to have you back with us. And we're going to jump right in here. Having just passed the 4th of July, when celebrating was more expensive than ever, energy is now being used as a weapon against the people by the Biden regime. In June, President Biden's Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said there was nothing the administration could do to bring down the soaring prices. That is a grotesque lie. From denying canceling drilling licenses to denying permits to expand refineries to working with his friends in the banking industry to deny loans to the oil industry. Tom, am I overstating the situation to say that this is all Biden's fault?
Absolutely. You're spot on, Audrey. The fact is, it's deliberately being done. It's even worse than being his fault in making the decisions. They are deliberately doing it. And their objective is what they're getting. They're getting huge inflation rates, hyperinflation. We've got lawlessness at our borders. Almost 3 million people since Biden has been in office. Actually, it's over 3 million now. And you look at what we've done on the economy with Afghanistan, $85 billion transferred to the Taliban deliberately, lawlessness in our cities, continuing to press the vax, the jab, in which every day I read an article about how people are proving that the vaccination, most people getting COVID-19 now, have all been vaccinated.
Right.
In other words, the vax has weakened each person's individual immune system. And so when you wrap all these things up, finally with the critical race theory that they're imposing upon the military, as well as K through 12 in our colleges, et cetera, trying to put skin color as a measure of one's moral character, it is in complete violation of E Pluribus Unum, from many one, the unity that America has always espoused. And it's being deliberately done, and their purpose is to weaken America's superpower status and move us into a global elite, the World Economic Forum, into a socialist communist organization. Remember, I've always said socialism is the front door of communism. And that's what they are trying to do. And with the hyperinflation, weakening of the dollar, trying to go into a different currency, and all deliberate. And that's why it's so important that people realize that Biden was unconstitutionally elected. Right. He was absolutely put in. He didn't get the max votes.
Right.
President Trump did.
Right.
And the reason, and that's why they're going through this series of issues. Right. Now, Barack Hussein Obama is the real puppet master. He's driving it. He's the one that this is his third term. And he's driving all his key people, SecState, National Security Advisor, SecDef, all these key cabinet positions are Biden people.
Right.
And they have an objective because of their socialist communist objective, in which if people fully realize that Barack Hussein Obama was the Manchurian candidate and how he got where he did, in which the media ignored it, everybody ignored it and tried to look the other way. But now it is becoming very evident with the direction. If you do not like the direction of America, and it's up to 70% of the country, 68 or something percent of the country does not like the direction America is going.
It's even higher. It's 72%, and that's of all that on both sides. It's all Americans. 72% are unhappy with. I mean, if you are happy, you must be out of the loony bin. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
Rest your case.
Yeah.
You're spot on.
You know, Biden tried again to blame the oil industry for the high prices, but finally they hit back, and then he tried to blame the gas stations, okay, who are just trying to make a living, because if they close up, we have no place to get our fuel. It's horrible that I even have to ask this, but where are the GOP when this filthy liar is blaming the oil industry for his own evil deeds? Where are they?
That's a good question. Where are they? The fact is,
collecting a check from us, but not really, you're not representing us, right?
Right. Who's saying the things that we are saying? Where is the leadership, the political leadership? The gas station owners are small business owners.
Right.
Audrey.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy small business. I had not realized until very recently, and you saw it also, that Obama got rid of the, in the Department of Justice, they had a division that was called for the monopolies.
Yes.
He got rid of that division, which in the long run, and unfortunately, President Trump, and I would not expect President Trump to know that.
Right.
But the Department of Justice people he put in all turned out not to do their job. And the biggest disappointment of all was Bill Barr and what how he turned out to be such a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I just swore up and down that he was going to be the greatest one we had.
Yeah.
But even his predecessors did not do their job.
No, they didn't. And, of course, our friend Diana West was correct about Bill Barr, and nobody else would believe her. She was correct.
Diana West was spot on.
Yeah.
And I remember when she told me that and how I disagreed with her, hopefully thinking that she would be incorrect. She was correct.
She was.
Now, how, and look, I don't blame President Trump because he came in a non-politician and the apparatus, the apparatchik, if you will, recommended all these people to him. His initial chief of staff, and then his second, and then his third. All these people come up and they're recommended. That's how it is in a big organization like this.
Right.
And unfortunately, someone in that Republican had to be in that big organization was representing and recommending the wrong people. And that's why these things continued under his 4 years. Now, he did fantastic things.
He did.
He did, despite all that, he did absolute fantastic things. And God bless him. And of course, that's why they the whole world went against him. And from the corruption on the election night itself, in which nobody except President Trump was talking about it. But there's this one candidate for governor, out a lady out in Arizona.
Yes, Carrie Lake, right?
Carrie Lake. Mm-hmm. Now she is. I think. She's going to be wonderful because she is challenging that election. And unfortunately, they have a Republican governor in Arizona. Brett Baer, as you remember from Fox News, called very early that Arizona went for Biden.
Right.
And that was key because of... It wrapped up as the later states that gave Biden that lead to win. But Carrie Lake challenged Brett Baer, and she really put him in a bind. But it, what it does tell you is Fox News was complicit in the election fraud, along with all the other mainstream media. None of them will talk about it. Fox will not put... Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules, which we've talked about,
right.
will not put that on and discuss it on how the they discovered through Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht discovered that they were using mules
right.
to stuff yeah. the ballot boxes.
Right.
Now, as we've talked about this, the final number that comes out is always, it's got to be a cyber number. And because that's where you've got the last minute adjustments that you can make after the election, the polls are closed. Cyber does it. The Democrats have become masters in it.
Yeah.
We first saw them cheating in Florida, in which Bush 43 won with the hanging chads. We all remember that.
Right.
Now, the reason this is important is if they own the elections through corrupt means, then this republic is going to fail.
Yes, but one thing we want to make sure, because unfortunately the lowest turnout for the primaries ever was the primaries that we just had, and we don't want people to be discouraged and not vote at all. You need to go vote on Election Day, not before, because if our representatives who are asking for us to reelect them, chuckle, are saying to us that they're silent on this, we can't stop voting because we're handing this country over to them. We have to continue to vote, but actually go on Election Day and vote. in person. Do not vote early because you're putting these because they're paper and it's going to be in advance in their hands. So we want to be careful not to discourage anyone saying, well, forget it, let's throw up our hands and not vote anymore. We don't want to do that, do we?
No, but you can do an absentee ballot that has a chain of custody control on it.
Yeah, only for certain. I mean, I military and such, but it should not be. You should be, unless you have a legitimate excuse and reason why you need to go on election day. Otherwise, you're handing these things to them. They're able to cheat very easily that way. So at least if our representatives won't help us, we need to take that. At least we can take control of that. Vote in person. Make the effort and vote in person, unless you have a legitimate reason. Not because you don't want to miss the view. You know what I'm saying? Not that they should be watching the view in the first place, but you know what I'm saying? That's not legitimate. Legitimate is someone is disabled and they can't make it. Our military has to vote, absentee ballot. So, you know what I'm saying? We just want to be careful, because that was a bad sign that very few people showed up.
Yeah. What I think is very important, though, is we should do away with absentee ballots.
Right. Right. You see,
the legislatures did not approve those in the six battleground states. And they were done by bureaucrats or something, not the legislatures. And that's where a great deal of the corruption came from. That's what 2,000 Mules proved. And so what you're saying is you want to vote, and we really need to move back to paper so they can't make these last-minute adjustments using cyber warfare.
Yes, right.
Specifically hammer and scorecard that Obama politicized less than 2 weeks or 2 weeks after he took office. And so right away when Obama got in office, Obama started corrupting the system. And it's turning out, the evidence is mounting, and I think it's going to be presented, of all the issues that he took that corrupted and created the swamp in the intelligence community, in the Department of Justice, and defense now, when you look at critical race theory.
And the jab. The way they're forcing them, we're losing in excess of 300 and something pilots that are leaving the military. How dangerous is that?
Oh, I mean, it's critical. We have a pilot shortage criticality right now. There's a pilot shortage in the commercial airlines, and they're still insisting on the jab.
But it's experimental, and it's already been revealed from Pfizer's own documents that, first of all, it's not a vaccine. Second, we're still in the trial stage. So why are they doing this?
It beats the heck out of me, right? Audrey.
Yeah.
It's deliberate. It's deliberate to weaken America.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Now that what you're hearing is they have, with the vaccination, they have an ability to monitor your location using certain technologies.
Well, you know, I was going to bring up Pfizer. We know, of course, we've talked about it. Pfizer are suppressing the numbers of deaths ever since the jab rollout, and they have been acting like blood clots in healthy young people is normal. Which some people may not know, but about 3 weeks before they okayed the shot for children now, 3 weeks prior, the FDA approved a Pradaxa blood thinner for children. What kind of insanity is that? Since when do children, why was it necessary for children to have a blood thinner? That, you know, you have to have massive amounts of children with a blood clotting problem, and that doesn't exist. Or was this is this preparation for the jab? What do you think?
And we must warn all your listeners that if they are insane enough to have their children, who have a 99.99999% percent survival rate if they are insane enough to have them jabbed with an experimental, unqualified so-called vaccine. They are deliberately jeopardizing that child's life in the future. And we now know that there's a record number this year so far of deaths in the 18 to 40 some years of age. There's a record number of deaths for other than COVID, like myocarditis, cancer, other problems. And it's the insurance companies are seeing it.
Yes.
But it's not being publicized.
No.
CDC is not publicizing it.
The media is not publicizing it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what we have is our own government that is deliberately committing genocide, and with these increased number of deaths, and they're not protecting us, our own government. Heretofore, we've always done what our doctors have said, and that, but I believe the doctors, your own personal doctor has not been challenging it, like Dr. Peter McCullough and so many, Dr. Martin and so many other people that have had the courage to go against the grain and the bureaucracy. We have very evil people that are doing these things, Audrey.
Yeah.
As we talked about and laid out, these are not due to incompetence. They are deliberately doing and putting the situation, the conditions on Americans that you pointed out, 72% in one of the latest polls said Americans are dissatisfied. They are doing it deliberately, and we must stop them.
Oh, yeah. And talking about evil, 700 political prisoners have been persecuted unjustly by the FBI, and that's Biden's FBI, but it's also Obama's FBI. Of course, we know Tucker Carlson shared a high-level list of political arrests by the regime. No crimes committed, but that didn't stop the thugs formerly known as the FBI from arresting them and putting them in jail. And they lost their due process. Who took it away from them? Nobody knows, because these people are languishing there for what? It's more than 18 months, but I think it's about 18 months. They've been in, from what I understand, appalling conditions. Two have died. One died there. One, when they were released, committed suicide. And so this is where we are with these. Is it possible that America has more political prisoners than a place like Russia?
Well, I don't think we have that many, but we've had more than we have ever had in our history.
Yeah.
And that's your point. More than any we have had in our history. Peter Navarro.
Yes.
Probably the highest profile.
Right, I've had him on the show.
From the FBI office in headquarters in D.C. And they pick him up at the National Airport and put him in chains.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous, Audrey.
It's
so
outrageous.
If the American people remember, if they can get Peter Navarro, they can get you.
Right.
They can get me. They can get all of us. We must not tolerate this.
I have to be honest. Some people used to say that the rank and file were not bad. I don't agree with that anymore. I believe they're just as bad, because if you, just to keep your job, if you're willing to allow the Constitution to be shredded before you, and you see innocent people being imprisoned and losing due process, and you don't say anything, you're a coward, and you're just as bad as those. You have, to me, it's a sin of omission. You won't do it to protect yourself. And eventually, they'll get rid of you as well, if you're going to protect yourself. I think that we need to do away with the FBI. I'm sorry, I really do. I can't see us salvaging them.
I'm with you. They have completely destroyed their responsibilities, their oath of office to the Constitution, And that's of course what Obama is trying to do. He's trying to destroy the Constitution and the rights, the Bill of Rights, and all those issues. They're using lawfare against us. And they're not doing it discreetly anymore.
No, they're not.
Couldn't get any higher than that. Yeah. And they're trying to, with this January 6th fiasco going on, they're trying to arrest or put a situation on President Trump that he can't run again. That's what they're deliberately doing.
This is insane.
This video I sent out that showed all the people, thousands of them, being let in by the Capitol Hill police, and which completely has not been shown in the hearings that they've got.
Because they're not, you know as well as I do, those really aren't hearings. This is, you're only hearing one side, which has been fabricated to the hilt, but nobody else is allowed to speak, not for the other side.
Yes. Which, and the Cassidy that testified that she heard President reaching across to grab the steering wheel and that. Look, first of all, he wasn't in the beast. Second of all, the president couldn't do that, couldn't reach that far, the way those vehicles are designed.
Right. And the Secret Service has already said they're willing to testify against her. Because they said that she doesn't know what she's talking about because she made it up. But, of course, they don't get to speak, which is the reason this is not a hearing.
Correct. I mean, they have email of her referencing those hearings as BS. And so, look, she got paid off.
Of course she did.
She was probably threatened with the lawsuit that, you know, that she couldn't afford to fight, get a lawyer, et cetera. And they paid her off. And I think the American people understand what's going on and what has happened to the Democratic Party. It's no longer Democrat.
No.
It is a
communist
party.
Absolutely.
That is trying to take over. And this is global, by the way. Everybody must understand. We have global problems on this. What's going on up in Canada, for instance, Prime Minister Trudeau, and what they're doing. What's going on in France?
Yes, what Trudeau's even done now is he's out of his mind. His approval rating is probably, to be honest, Biden's is probably the same as his. He's got an 8% approval rating in Canada, and now he's trying to implement a shot every 9 months, and they're not going for it.
Better not.
No.
Anybody who gets another shot is crazy.
Yeah.
It is suicide, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important that they understand what is going on.
Yeah.
And now the question is, what do we do about it? Well, the constitutional way is to do audits in those six battleground states. But we have our own Republicans in Georgia and elsewhere, Arizona, that are resisting doing the proper audits that could be done in between 7 and 10 days.
Yeah, that's
it. There's information out there that would show that they were. And as we're talking about, this is a global situation that we have the globalists, the elites, that are trying to do this to us.
Yes.
It's something that we have never faced before.
No.
And that's why it's so important, Audrey, what you're doing.
Thank you.
What you're enabling the American people to understand what is going on in front of us. And the mainstream media is complicit.
Yeah,
the mainstream media is absolutely complicit.
They are. Where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS and pre-order your upcoming book with General Vallely, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country? Where can they do all that?
Well, I, as you know, put all my podcasts, etc., on Citizens Commission for National Security .org. And that's where our book that we've got coming out, The Endgame for the 21st Century, that General Valley and I are putting out, that's not going to come out till the fall.
But they can pre-order, right?
Pre-order, yes. Do it through Citizens Commission for National Security or Amazon. You can do it there. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely important, I think, that they read this. There are some other great books that have come out lately, one by Dr. Peter McCullough called The Courage to Face COVID-19, and another one, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, by Dr. Peter Bregan and Ginger Ross Bregan, his wife. And so there's more than enough documentation on what we are talking about, Audrey.
Right.
More than enough documentation.
Yes.
And that's where I funnel everything. I'm not on social media, as you know, but I think it's important to know that I've got 150 plus thousand followers on Telegram, and that's not me. But they're using my name, which shows you how well organized they are and the resources they have, in which that they can have a complete network to create and listen to what I say and then put out false narratives.
Yeah.
It's extremely important that people understand that.
Yes.
We are up against a unlimitedly funded group of people, these trillionaires, these billionaires, all of them that have betrayed the United States of America in concert with the Chinese communists and the Russians. So be aware, America. The time is coming that what you think are constitutional issues will no longer be constitutional.
Right. There is no other time. Now is the time to stand up. As always, I'll have those links to my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely, Audrey.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.